There are many slogans and phrases bounced around in health and wellness circles. Everything in moderation is one of these, suggesting that we can eat or drink a little of everything and still enjoy good health. There is some truth in this, but only in that a little junk food will be tolerated by the body as a small part of the healthy diet. It doesn't mean we can eat a little of everything available. You see, there's an abundance of heavily processed food more readily available in supermarkets, restaurants, and corner shops than simple healthy whole foods. If we were to eat a little of all of these, our diets would inevitably become quite unhealthy. I'd like to go on record here to say that I don't blame supermarkets, fast food restaurants, or the multinational sugar dealers, as they do not force us to eat unhealthy foods. While they do make their products very appealing by tempting our eyes, noses, and taste buds, they simply sell what we choose to buy, and we should take personal responsibility for our purchases. Take the shelves of a typical supermarket as an indication of what we, the public, consumes most. The beverage section will stock some water and fruit juices, but the vast majority tends to be sugar-laden soft drinks, so-called juice drinks, that also contain sugar and artificial fruit flavors, and aisles filled with beers, wines, and spirits. If we were to spread our liquid intake evenly between all of these, we would certainly find ourselves heading for health problems. Go to the frozen food section, and it's typically the same. We'll find some frozen fruit, vegetables, meat, and fish, but the majority is battered, breadcrumbed, cheesed, or covered in pastry or sauces. These tend to be calorie-heavy, but nutrient-poor. Of course, we also have freezers full of frozen desserts. We see the same in the breakfast cereal section, where sugar, in its various forms, tops the list of ingredients. I'm sure we can agree that refined sugar probably shouldn't form the bulk of the most important meal of the day. Likewise, when we go to the bread or bakery aisles with rows and rows of white bread. Then, of course, there's the obvious so-called treat aisles, filled with buns, biscuits, cakes, chocolate and crisps. The fruit and veg sections are the only ones that resemble the simpler foods that our early ancestors ate for hundreds of thousands of years. If we could fill most of our trolley from there, add in some fish, meat and eggs, and Bob's your uncle, we've got a diet closer to what our bodies have evolved to thrive on. Processed foods, good or bad? Natural food is quite simply food that is in much the same state as it was when picked from the tree or bush, pulled from the ground, and fished from the sea or river. In the case of animal products, the meat, organs, or milk would be packaged, tinned, or bottled in its natural state. Most of us cannot hunt or gather our own food anymore, so we rely on others to do this for us and send it somewhere for us to collect, that is, the shops. Such food may be sliced, diced, ground, minced, peeled, chopped, pressed, or juiced. This is mechanical processing, which will change the shape, size, or texture of the food, but the ingredients may remain the same. Food may be frozen, cooked, or dried to prevent bacterial spoiling, and are therefore processed using temperature, but they still only contain the original ingredients. Some food is treated with a preservative to give it a longer shelf life. That is to make it last longer on the shelf before it spoils or goes off. Salt is a commonly added preservative, and sugar is often used for jams and preserves. These are forms of chemical preservatives. Humans have cooked food and used ice or cold storage where available for millennia. All of these can be referred to as food processing, and unless our salt intake is excessive, these forms are generally safe for us. There are benefits to such practices, as we all enjoy a greater variety of foods and at prices that would be impossible otherwise. Freezing fruit and veg when freshly harvested can keep them at a higher nutrient level than without freezing for days. Of course, many foods taste better and are easier to eat when cooked compared to their raw, natural state. On the other hand, there are foods that have been processed or denatured to a point where the benefits of eating them may be outweighed by the health risks. Artificially produced colors, sweeteners, and flavors are often used to make some foods look and taste like the foods we instinctively know are natural and beneficial for us. Unfortunately, they don't contain the same level of healthy nutrients. A bag of apple-flavoured sweets is not likely to keep the doctor away. Orange-flavoured and sugar-filled so-called juice drinks do not compare favourably with an actual orange. Such processing intensifies the hit we experience in our mouths and brains in ways that natural food cannot. Thus, it becomes more difficult to make the healthy choice. We still don't know the full extent of what these artificial chemicals are doing to our bodies, so I would suggest keeping them to a minimum and focusing on minimally processed foods. Refining natural sugars from plants to extract maximum sweetness by reducing fiber and other nutrients also means that we get a buzz from such foods, but at the cost of our health. Foods with a high sugar content tend to be calorie dense but nutrient poor. These give us an instant hit, but leave us dissatisfied and often hungry, as our bodies will crave more nutrition. I recall a radio interview several years ago in which a nutritionist was discussing a very sweet chocolate and nougat bar whose advertising was aimed towards children. Its advertising slogan suggested that eating these wouldn't ruin your appetite. "Food is supposed to ruin your appetite," he exclaimed, as he explained a food that doesn't satisfy hunger isn't doing its job. Excessive consumption of refined sugars is believed to increase risk of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Sticking to foods that naturally contain sugar but also fiber and other nutrients for an occasional sweet treat is likely to be far more beneficial. Imagine if all processing of foods were to suddenly stop and we were to go out into the world only eating the foods we find growing in nature. If limited to foods that taste good to us in their natural state, what would we eat? Obviously, that rules out all fizzy drinks, bread, biscuits, pizza, pasta, sweets, chocolate, crisps, etc. We could really only eat fresh, ripe fruit, nuts, berries, vegetables, mushrooms, and herbs, which, as it happens, are often considered superfoods. I use the term superfoods loosely, as it is generally applied to more exotic foods, which tend to cost outrageous sums. I believe that Himalayan goji berries and blackberries from our own hedgerows are equal. In fact, the freshly picked blackberry will probably beat the dried out and processed goji every time. In nature, true foods draw us to them by appealing to our senses, so that we'll eat them. In doing so, we get an abundance of nutrients needed to nourish the body. These superfoods appeal to our eyes with their strong or vibrant colours when at their ripest and most nutritious. This attraction to colour is a trick that clever food packaging designers use to draw our attention. Notice the equally strong, vibrant colours used on soft drink cans and bottles, chocolate wrappers and sweet packets that suggest to our instincts that they're good for us. Be conscious that legally, food labels may use words such as nutri, nature, or healthy, with images of fruit, veg, or healthy foods on them, and still be heavily processed and sugar-laden. They are free to put such images on junk food wrapping once the ingredients are accurate. Armed with this knowledge and a little discipline, we can choose not to be fooled. Read the ingredients instead, or better yet, choose the true food that is packaged only in its own skin. Our attraction to a variety of colours in true natural foods makes us eat a greater variety of fruit and vegetables. The reds, yellows, oranges, greens and purples of real food form the original pick and mix of the hunter-gatherer. This gives us a more complete range of nutrients, as no one food contains all that we need. Aside from the packaging, artificial colours are used directly in food processing to make them look like they would be good to eat. We rarely see true food coloured a dull grey unless it has spoiled. Meats in supermarkets often contain chemicals to keep their vibrant red colour, suggesting to our brains that this meat is fresh. Real superfoods appeal to our taste buds with sweetness to tell us they are safe, ripe, and highly nutritious. In nature, sour or bitter flavours usually mean that they've not yet ripened, have spoiled, or are poisonous to us. Food producers add refined sugars and artificial sweeteners to mimic this sweetness that tricks us into using our primal urge to eat these foods. The same can be said for the aromas and textures of foods. We don't like foul-smelling foods or slimy consistencies that suggest they're gone off. preservatives are added to foods that prolong their shelf life, while true natural foods will begin to spoil as soon as they are exposed to air and the bacteria that naturally feed off them. If bacteria can't thrive on these foods, we must ask if it is safe to assume that we can. The priority of many processed food companies, as businesses, is to give us what we think we want, rather than what we genuinely need. We must assume that responsibility ourselves.